In a classified document known as the Nuclear Posture Review, the Bush administration has fashioned a policy on the use of nuclear weapons that lists seven nations as potential targets of nuclear attack. Speaking in London today, Vice President Cheney said the government is reviewing nuclear policy, but is not targeting specific countries.
The notion that I've seen reported in the press that somehow this means we are preparing preemptive nuclear strikes against seven countries, I believe, was the way it was reported. I'd say that's a bit over the top.
During the Cold War, the Soviet Union attracted all the attention of official U.S. nuclear weapons policy. The Russian threat has receded, but Pentagon planners are considering options for the possible use of nuclear weapons against Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, North Korea, China, and Russia. NPR's Mike Schuster joins me now. Why have these nuclear secrets become public knowledge?
Well, Bob, the broad outlines of the review were announced at the end of January, but the administration didn't say much about what the nuclear weapons would be for now that the threat from Russia is considered so low. The real substance of the nuclear posture review has been leaking gradually over the past 6 weeks. And this past weekend, both the LA Times and the New York Times published details of the plan, focusing on the possible targeting of these nations that you mentioned, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, North Korea, and China.
What's actually new about these plans?
Well, the plans formulate officially at a very high level the changes in U.S. nuclear strategy that have been taking place sort of piecemeal over the past decade. This is since the Persian Gulf War. U.S. officials have been suggesting, somewhat ambiguously, that nuclear weapons might be used in regional conflicts, such as to deter Iraq from using chemical or biological weapons, which is what occurred during the Gulf War, or to deter an invasion of South Korea by North Korea, or a Chinese attack against Taiwan. This nuclear posture review makes it clearer, so it's now known that the United States is planning ways to deter the use of weapons of mass destruction in those conflicts. One of the ways the Bush administration intends to handle such circumstances is by threatening the use of American nuclear weapons.
Why is the United States considering the possible use of nuclear weapons against these states?
This is where the complexity comes in. The Bush administration analysts have been taking a look at various conflicts around the world that could involve the United States, and especially in light of the September 11th attacks on the United States. So they've been spinning out scenarios about how China might attack Taiwan, or North Korea might attack South Korea, or Iraq might attack Israel or Kuwait, and what the United States should do. And the Pentagon planners wanted to answer the question, what would the United States have to do if it faced conventional threats, that is, threats using conventional weapons, and what would the United States have to do if the aggressor nations were to acquire nuclear weapons or threaten to use chemical or biological weapons that they're known to have? So the Bush Pentagon wanted to nail down what the United States might do in response, what posture it might take in advance to deter such attacks or threats, what options the president might consider. That's the policy they've come up with. The United States will consider targeting such aggressors with nuclear weapons under these circumstances.
Hasn't President Bush said he intends to reduce the U.S. nuclear arsenal?
Yes, he has said that. He pledged that during the campaign, and he said it when the Russian president, President Putin, came to visit Washington and Texas back in November. And the Nuclear Posture Review does lay out a plan to reduce the deployed strategic nuclear weapons from about 6,000 now to under 2,200, a range of 1,700 to 2,200 10 years from now. But the Nuclear Posture Review also creates new categories for strategic weapons, a category of strategic warheads in reserve, a responsive force that could be put into the field quickly if the United States in the future decided that it needed additional nuclear weapons. So, in effect, the United States is not going, under the Bush plan, to destroy or dismantle that many nuclear weapons. It's going to put most of them in reserve.
What's the international reaction to this news?
Already there's been a great deal of skepticism and suspicion voiced in Russia because the Nuclear Posture Review does consider Russia a possible future threat should relations with Moscow sour. Criticism has come from Iran and Libya as well. U.S. allies in Europe have been trying to cast this as a kind of nuclear business as usual, not a great change, but there's bound to be much debate in Europe, as there always was during the Cold War, where U.S. nuclear policy was concerned.
NPR's Mike Schuster.